night, life coach would tell me, Collins, take a deep breath and let it out slowly. An exercise that you should practice to do from time to time. You know, maybe one of these days I would explain the concept behind the prestige pause that I talk about from time to time. The reason when I say Collins and I take a pause like I would never come back before I mention the teke, to you might be like, Lily, what's this one doing? But it means a lot to me. It reminds me constantly of the dear need to, I say dear because in our world today, it's so needed to take a pause, take a deep breath. Just close your eyes to all the worries and all the stress and everything that would weigh you down. And take a deep breath and release it slowly. Do it as many times as possible. And then you feel that calm, that calmness that you need. My French brothers would say the karma. You know, that kind of calmness that you need to go about your everyday activity. You need it. You need that pause. In Lagos, there is hardly a moment to take a break and just look for, have a second look at things. Because it looks like every second you wait, you are putting so much at risk that you may just end up, losing it all. There's that fear, there's that pressure that constantly comes with waking up every morning in the city of Lagos. Even if your job is soft work, like you still have to deal with Lagos, which is one of the reasons today I would say you should not only practice that exercise or get to exhibit that, you should also take out some time to give yourself some accolades, to have survived, not just survival, to have, you know, to have stayed in Lagos so you're never going to go back to your village. I know a lot of people will say, Collins, why would you say that? Yeah, it's a reality, it's a fact. I mean, if you look at the reality on ground, Lagos, I can't say Lagos is overpopulated, even though that's saying that is stating the obvious, right? And it's not because there's not space, there's no space. No, that's not the reason. There's enough space to take 20 more million of us. I'm not an expert, but I know that for sure. But it's because the facilities available, all right, to Lagosians are not enough. In fact, it's a ratio of 1:1,000. You know what I'm saying? What it's supposed to serve one person is serving 1,000 people or more. And that's a problem because the multiply effect of that unaddressed problem would tell on the people. You'd have to do more. You have to, it's as if you're scampering, you are hustling for everything. You know, the buses may not be enough. The roads, good roads are in. There are not enough good roads around that you can say, oh, are there roads? I mean, at least I can move easily. You cannot make a plan and say, man, this is everything is unpredictable. And it's a problem because you don't know. You can't say your word. People now, you know, fail. They don't meet up. They have to do extra. And their body's paying for that. Yeah, man, just looking at that alone, it tells you that there's enough reasons for you to give a certain accolades. So instead of staying there and feeling like you're not achieving enough, feeling like, man, this Lagos, man, I must make up. It's a good thing. But don't put yourself under pressure. You're already doing so much. You're doing a lot already. Don't put yourself under pressure to try to deliver. Don't be, you see, I'm going to survive. You understand what I'm saying? Don't make it look like, man, if you don't move now, you're going to die. Because the truth is your health, your life, your mental state, and all those things are very important. The witch would tell you, you know, my story is such, it's one that I'm going to take my time, guys. Calm down. I'll bring you in, all right? Let me explain this. Because the truth is, I actually went on public transport today deliberately. My wife always say, Collins, don't do this now. Don't do it. You know, it's a big deal, man. When I I go out there, it's a big deal. Because sometimes you have one or two people say, is this not Collins? And I'm like, yes, and so, you know, stuff like that. I deliberately did that today just so I can, from time to time I do it, you know, I'll be in the unexpected places just to find out the pulse of the people. Because the truth is, we are all connected, rich, poor, you know, tall, short, everybody, we're connected. We're in the same city, we're in the same country, we're in the same world. We are connected. There's something that connects us. So in as much as it's, you know, it's good to know your place and know where to be, from time to time, I try to go into the streets to find, feel the pulse of the people. And today, against my wife's advice, you know, I went on a decent public transportation movement, which I saw a lot of things that I'm going to share, and then we'll talk about that. And but I could, what I could feel was the fact that there's still a lot of pressure, and you know how Lagos is, on people to deliver, you know, either from the office, from the family, from everything. And then the circumstances around, moving around Lagos, doing business in Lagos, the mindsets around are not necessarily helping all the time for people to achieve what they need to do. So people constantly are behind schedule. You understand? And it looks like those things will not be addressed anytime soon. And that is why I'm telling you that if you are in Lagos right now and you're listening to me from wherever you are, whether from the mainland to the island, from wherever you're listening to the sound of my voice, I just want to tell you one thing this morning, that you are doing well. You are doing well, especially with things surviving and the good things you're doing. As if you're not doing anything negative in terms of, because there are some people, they give excuses that the reason they are they are doing what they're doing, say no work, you know. I won't lie to you, there are no opportunities. I had to just take to prostitution. There are no opportunities, man. The way we hustle for street, so, you know, and things like that. But I know that a lot of people say that. But if you are in Lagos listening to me right now, give yourself some accolades, right? You deserve. That's for you. That's for everyone. Every one of you. You deserve to celebrate yourself. And I'm celebrating you in a very special way this morning. Kickstarting the show with saying that, well done. Well done. Well done. And if you're listening to us from wherever, whatever city, whether in IB City or in Port Harcourt or in Abuja, in Benin, or in Delta, wherever you're listening to us from, Calabar, or outside of Nigeria, I'm giving you the same accolades. You deserve some accolades, but specifically for Lagosians, you deserve to give yourself some accolades, right? Well done, well done, well done. Yes, indeed, we're taking you to Lagos. Today, I'm riding solo, like you've already noticed. So one way, I'm like, where's Andrea? She's unavoidably absent today. She needed to take a break. Hello, excuse me, hello? She's a mother, you know that for sure, right? Yeah, she needed to take a break and pay attention to some very important things that had to be taken paid attention to. I'm missing already. Before I left this morning, it was so tough. You know, the feeling Zane used to have when myself and Andrea are leaving the house was the feeling I had this morning. I had the same feeling. And she didn't notice in time. And I was like, hello, madam. Don't you understand here? Like, I'm going to do the show alone today. And she's like, And so I said, you don't get it. You know, I don't know what it feels like doing the show alone anymore. I mean, you made it so, you raised the bar so high, so sweet and so engaging that I hope I survive alone. I said, don't worry, don't worry, you do fine. You don't worry, just go. And that's the last motivational words, expression I got from, a backing I got from her before coming to the studio today. So yeah, she's unavoidably absent, but she'll be here again tomorrow. For the family talk, where we reopen the family talk, all right? And today is Techie Talk, and we discuss technology. And today I'm going to be so soft. I just look at everything and say, you know, Chogulaini, you understand? Every year, Bapasi, if you understand the meaning of it, you can call me up and let me know. All right, yeah. Chogulaini, I just say, you know what? We're going to take a stop. We're going to play a game. We're going to spend like an hour, one solid hour, to play the head-to-head game with the twists, all right? From 11 o'clock, we'll do that. We'll have that on our Techie Talk. So we'll be having general conversations around tech. I'm just trying to test your tech knowledge, all right? What you know and how much of it you've embraced. So, you know, I would, in some people, random questions around tech. I could ask you things like, even full meanings of tech abbreviations, so acronyms. So that's right. That's a better word. Abbreviation, acronym, same thing, same thing. But yeah, I would ask you a question. I'm giving you a heads up right now so that you play. So we played a normal head-to-head game, but you would have an opportunity to give me, what do you call it? You answer these questions around tech specifically. You know how passionate I have been, you know, for the past almost 3 years now doing the Techie Talk conversation on radio. By the way, that deserves some accolades. Yeah. 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 3 years. Almost 3 years. By September, it'll be solid 3 years of educating and sensitizing Nigerians and Lagosians on the different topical tech conversations, and also presenting opportunities to young Nigerians in the tech space. I almost became the guy who had nothing else to say but come in here and talk about the importance of tech and all. That's because it has played a major role in my life, and I can see that change the number of lives of people around the world. You know all the stories of the likes of Mark Zuckerberg. You know the stories of all the tech giants. You see, take out some time, or at least some hack. Take out some time, read and find out the stories of the tech giants. All the tech giants. Try to find out. By the way, they're leading. The top companies in the world right now are the tech companies. While others are crying, they are smiling to the banks like they're getting 1,000, 2,000, sometimes 5,000% increase on profit, because tech is the gold, is everything. In fact, there's talk about digital currency, you know, even though it's there are some regulations in Nigeria, but you know these things are changing and more people. Just yesterday, I was having a conversation with Tyron. Tyron. Let me introduce you to him better. I'll introduce him to you better. All right, Tyron, if you listen to... okay, what song? What song? Lo. Loca Rapas. You know that song, right? Olamide. I think Olamide is on that track, and Reminisce and host of other. He produced that song. Tyron! Yeah. He also doubles right here as one of our managers right here on Cool FM. And we're having a conversation. And he talked about how that... There was a time that he said in cryptocurrency was just about 200,000 naira. I won't mention the name. Right now, that particular currency, guys, it's millions of naira. I think about 45 million naira. So this was less than a year ago, guys. So just to understand, for you to understand how much tech is, how fast tech is moving. As I'm saying in my head, a bit. That's the only thing that put pressure on me, like some kind of pressure to try to make sure I'm in the right track and I'm following the trend, and I am even garnering this knowledge because I know I need it to survive in present day reality. So we dedicate every day, one day in the week, to discuss technology, and today is that day. All right, so you understand why I'm saying our games will be around tech. So I'll be testing your tech knowledge, random tech knowledge, and you call, we'll have our regular head-to-head conversation, and then from there we'll play the game and see what we can do. But the whole idea is for you to bring to your consciousness the importance of exploring, maximizing, optimizing tech to survive, because we live in a world that technology looks like after God, it's like this technology for all of us, and there are many ways it can come to play in our present day reality, and most of them are positive impact. So guys, that's why I say for the past almost three years we have been sensitizing people. I just had to give that background so you understand why. We're sensitizing people on tech, the need for us to embrace tech at different levels and aspire, not to desire, aspire to be tech savvy in whatever area you found yourself. All right, so it deserves some accolades. I'm sure by September, probably have some some celebration on Techie Talk at that time. But guys, that's it. Today, we'd have that conversation. I'd say like a game. General knowledge on tech, and I would have that. It would be fun. It would be engaging, and I want you to call in and play the game because there'll be prize at the end of the day. We'd also have some special guests to join us, and it's going to be a special conversation on a special Wednesday. I would want you to join us for that conversation in the course of the program. Yes, Andrea is not here, but like I said, she'll be here. So please don't call. All of you will be calling. I know some people say, "Where's Andrea now?" She's going to be here tomorrow. I promise you. I'm sure about that. I miss her already, so please don't rub it in my face like, where's ours? I know she's not here, we know, and I'm saying it now. All right, so guys, we just have fun together, play the game, and also talk technology on Techie Talk today. But it is a culture and a way of life for us to bring you up to speed and also find out what's happening in your neighborhood in Lagos, wherever you are. In the city of Lagos, what's going on? Have you seen something? Would you like to share something? That's what we do every morning around Lagos. We find out. You call in, scream, "What's up, Lagos?" And then I say, "Yes, yes, yes, cheers to life." And you tell me what's happening in your neighborhood. Talking about that, there are a lot of things happening in Lagos. And one of them is, you know, have you ever called those numbers that you find on, you know, on the roads, by the walls, by fences, you know, plumber for if you need a job in there's one I read this morning at Chevron by one of the pavements there. It was written that get house help, get a painter, get a plumber. Those are the things that I've seen me on the streets of Lagos. To let you know, I didn't work out for Lagos, so I know everywhere in Lagos you have things like that. I was just thinking, do people actually call these numbers? Have you ever had a job? Or, like, have you ever done something with the, called a number through that? Have you ever called to have a job? Those numbers, some of them, even bad English, they'll take right the matter. Sometimes they're writing in pidgin, you know, stuff like that. So some of those writings, numbers that are promoting, and there's a number there. You know, have you had an experience? I've heard of different experiences though around Lagos. I heard of experiences like someone calling the number, ended up entering one chance and things like that, falling in the hands of 419. Because 419ism is very much in Lagos. I mean, a lot at different levels. At different levels. So guys, that's my own observation and what I want to ask Lagos this morning. It sounds stupid, right? Yeah, a lot of stupid things, man. But tell me exactly if you've called any of those numbers, or have you wondered, just like me, like, do people actually call these numbers? Get agents here. I'm not talking about, you know, there are different levels. There are those that will be a paint. There are others that would be maybe a printed stuff on the paper, white paper. You just see one number there, house girl. You know, that's different from when a shop needs somebody and it puts like a chalk and a board and write it. It's different. That one is there, but it's different. I'm talking about random places. Sometimes even on the express, you find such things. I'm like, yo, I should call you on the express. You know, you have find your fokanizer here, find good painter, you know, just write number, painter, to put the number. And then for those who write those stuff, because some of you are listening to me, like, have you ever done it? Did you get jobs from there? Did you work for you? And just to let you know how different areas of Lagos. I think that's not peculiar to Lagos, but it's very common in Lagos. So let's hear 0700-993-993-993. That's the number to call. If you're a lady out there, ladies, we love you. I love you a lot. And that's why we're calling you on OU. You can call on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. That's if you're a lady and you try to call the radio station. 1025. That was a journey. Deservingly so. Let's get to the first call. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, Chester Life, how you doing, Si? Who do we have this morning?
I'm doing fine.
What's your name? Please turn down the volume on the radio. Move away from it. Kill it dead.
Yes, I pull it down.
Great.
I pull it down.
What is your good name, and where are you calling from this morning?
My name is Olumide.
Olumide.
And I'm calling from Mr. Agri.
Okay. Oh, great. What's happening over there?
Yes, nothing much. The weather is just cool and every other thing.
Yeah.
Yes, I just want to speak about what you are talking about this morning.
Yeah.
Deep breath and all this stuff. You know? It's a very good exercise. You know?
Yeah, Yeah.
I'm a fitness person.
Okay.
I'm into sport. Let me just say I'm a sport person anyway.
Okay.
So I do swimming and I know I do football. I do so many other things because that's what I read in school. Mm-hmm. So I have to
be wow.
So, yes. So I do many of other things. But, you know, your program is a very nice program. It's okay. It's wonderful. Even yesterday when I was hearing you talking about your jaw, he's spinning you and all those things. Mm-hmm. I know how you feel.
Yeah.
You know, I felt a little bit, you know, I couldn't call in anyway because I was a little bit down anyway, you know. But I think when I heard your, what you were saying, I was very happy about it.
What's up, Lagos? What the show is called, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And today on Techie Talk, we are testing your technology. Oh, boy, it sounded good. Technology and technology. Aha, great. So, guys, we'll be having that game as we proceed. I also said we have some guests joining us. Apologies to the last caller. He was also mentioning what I talked about earlier. And my monologue, very long monologue I had in the introductory comments, if you like, which had to do with taking a deep breath, taking a break, taking a pause, and just, you know, taking a deep breath and counting it as many as possible. He was commending that and also talking about the show before the we had to go on that break and the system doesn't even respect anyone. So I have to apologize to you. Really, really sorry about that. I'm sorry. Sorry, really. So, apologies for cutting you abruptly, and it wasn't planned like that. I never want to be in that position, and I know most of my colleagues would never like themselves to be in that position. So let's get back to the calls and hear what's happening around Lagos, as we promised to take as many calls as possible, riding solo this morning. But just to remind you also that we're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. So you can see my face on Facebook and YouTube. Put the place a face to the voice. A lot of people see me and say, you're a young guy. I'm like, yo, I don't understand. Say, you're a young guy. It's so annoying, you know. You sound so mature. I'm like, you know, I don't understand what about a young guy. Anybody who's above 18 is an adult. So it's high time we learned to, you know, start treating people that way, because I hear things like that. Just because someone is 18 or a young adult, so it's a small boy, doesn't know much. In other societies, people don't exactly deal with human beings that way unless they get to meet them one-on-one. You know what I'm saying? So, we judge a lot. We just look at someone and doesn't, this one could be from my parents, from, you know, that's a full topic on another day, but a lot of people judge. They just see you, the judge. The same way people have different mindsets, which is okay. I mean, I joined radio the days before internet, actually. before internet became a thing, that's, you know, radio is online, you can view. So I know what it felt like. I know what the feeling was like. From time to time, people meet you. Hey, so you are the Collins, Abby. This is how you look. Oh, man, that's the most embarrassing time for any broadcaster, I'm telling you. But now it's easy. You don't need to start thinking many, many, many things. Just go on YouTube right now. Go on Facebook and check how I look and see how I talk. How my mouth don't move as I talk, you know. I want to see how this guy's mouth is moving, because he moves like a parrot. I want to see it. You can go there and see it. And, of course, you have an opportunity to interact with me live from that platform. And that's it. Nigeria Info 99.3. That's on Facebook or streaming live. Drop a comment. I've said a number of things that you can comment on. But before we get into our full game, I was asking you if you've ever, you know, ever called and gotten a job from, you know, some of those adverts, if you like, that you see, random writings on the walls, on the road, by the roadside, on the express road. You know, get a job, make 2K every month, God forbid, make 2K every day. You know, have you ever tried? What kind of job did they offer? I'm just curious, guys. It's a common thing around Lagos. I'm sure everyone, a number of people have wondered, except if you're not observant, and which is bad. You have to be observant of your environment. You will see some of those writings. Get this here, get a job here, get a painter. Different things, random things. You can even, you can see some. I've even seen a sticker in a bus before that wrote, if you want to be occultic, you want to join juju and hey boy. I said everything you go see for Lagos, you know, stuff like that. So I mean, I'm not specifically about that one, because I know you want to jump there. But I'm talking about those paintings. You see a number and get a job, call this number. Have you ever tried? Were you, because me, I would consider anybody who have tried it, like you're bold, dude. Like there's so many things that run through my mind, like, okay. I'm saying, really? What kind of job would that be? What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Cheers to life.
Good morning, Mr. Collins.
Good morning to you. Who do we have this morning?
This is Emmanuel. This is the first time calling.
Wow, Emmanuel calling for the first time. Welcome to the family. Welcome.
All right.
We are two on this show. You know, my partner is not here today, but she'll be around tomorrow.
Okay.
Her name is Andrea.
Andrea Teke, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. So,
let's, I hope she's good.
She's good. She's very fine. She'll be around. She just needed to take a break.
Okay.
Let's talk. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I've had one experience.
Okay.
I had to call a painter.
Okay.
The number I actually saw the number on a pole.
On a pole, uh-huh.
On a pole. So I actually had to call the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that.
Wow, unfortunately, what? He didn't do a clean job, or what did he say?
He did a clean job.
Wow.
He did a clean job.
Wow. Yeah. Great to know. Because I've just wondered, do people really call these numbers? Because when I keep seeing it all around, I say this thing must be working for people to do it.
At times it do work, but at times it's scam.
It's scam. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing your experience. Yeah.
All right.
Great. So just hang on there if you're calling. You are going to play the game with me as we proceed this morning on the show. And the game today is our regular head-to-head. I'll tell you the rules of the game as we proceed. And head-to-head would give you an opportunity to play. And, I'll explain to you. But today is to test your technology, all right? Test your technology. I'm sure you know, have that written somewhere. That's what we do. We just have questions, random questions around tech. Anything that comes to my mind around tech, I'll ask you. And let's see how well you do doing that under pressure with the rules of head-to-head. Let's take another call. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Move away from your radio. Kill the volume dead. How are you, Sai?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your name? Where are you calling from, Sai?
I'm calling from the road.
Imor. Okay, from the road. Let's talk.
My brother, I had a very terrible experience from the writing job figures on the wall. So, actually, my friend told me that there is this number that is an agent. I should call the number.
Okay.
So I was at Lekki. The person said I should come to Obalende. So, by the time I get to Obalende, he said I should come to Oshodi.
Uh-uh.
My brother, when I go to Oshodi, he said I should come to PWD.
Yeah.
So, at the time, the person didn't pick my call again. I said, wow. So sometimes, you know, they are using it to do scam. Maybe the person have just, maybe somewhere few may know that they cannot do me anything and now decided to just go away.
Oh, boy. Man.
If you look at the kind of money they write and you if you are reasonable enough, you know that there is nobody that can offer you that. You understand? Some of them you will now call you, you will come and register, and as soon as you register with them, it's just for survival.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for this experience. I thought as much, man. I mean, just ask random question. So are you ready to test your tech knowledge this morning on Techie Talk?
Okay.
You want to test your tech knowledge?
Okay.
But you have to sit down, you have to call back. Just hang on there, we'll do that, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you have to call back. Okay, guys, I don't want to put him on the spot. So maybe I should explain how the game would work, and so you understand. Also, we have our friends from Lagos State Employment Trust Fund join us today at some point to have a conversation. We talk about on Techie Talk bringing you opportunities. So, Tobatigbo, Lagos State Employment Trust Fund. You know, instead of calling numbers, that would lead you to scam. And also, there are a number of questions I'm asking regarding what I'm asking you to share with me around Lagos. If you have called a number written on a pole, on the wall, you know, painted somewhere. Some is even on the floor. You know, just write it where it can be visible, like very, very... And you wonder, for someone to think that this is the way they can promote a job opportunity, I understand it when you put it as an agent. So, okay, call an agent here. I understand that it's you know, if you don't get money to go pay adverts on radio, you don't get money to do a newspaper advert, you don't get money to, you know, even do all these people with you. Come and see that thing where they keep mosquito, where? You know, you don't even have money to buy. Call is your, yes, okay, yeah, I know. You know, you don't have that and you want to resort to sending, so, I'm a painter, I'm an agent, you write it there. But the ones that write a job, so you can get a job, call this number for a 150K monthly job, you know, I don't know. I want to know if you've ever called and what has been your experience, actually. That's what I asked the Lagosians to share with me. And incidentally, we'd also have the team of some representatives from the Lagos State Employment Trust Fund join us at some point on the show. So keep listening. As soon as I get here, Pam, we'll get into the gists and hear the opportunities from there. Employment Trust Fund, what does it stand for? Employment is there. Trust, fund. So those are three powerful words, you know, put together. So we'll have a conversation along those lines when they come here. But Lagos is still Techie Talk. I'll be testing
your Techie Talk.
Hello.
Hello, Abby, Danny.
Daikin, don't come.
Hello, you say only you are.
Only you are.
Holy now.
Okay.
I'm not holy.
Well, I don't know. Am I? Do I know holy people?
I gave us 1% to start from. You mean you don't have that?
We all have you.
If your face be as a mustard seed, one seed, can move the mountain.
You don't want to know my opinion about the faith subjects. I don't think you want to know that. So let's get into the talk.
Let's get into the business.
Yes, straight up.
For your information, my daughter Queen, not the wife, not on her native language. The Queen made the difference.
Yeah. Okay.
As regards to this employment, I think first and foremost, we need to blame the Ministry of Labor and Productivity because they have to show the good example how to employ and guide Nigeria even to the lowest grassroots on how to get employment.
Okay.
Yeah, but as regards to these papers outside, I called. They say, the president said it's at the KG. I said, what makes you to come and place an advert in first hand? You know, before somebody told me that, they go and stay in an abandoned industry house. Once you enter the gate, they will lock it up. Their person is already at the gate.
Wow.
So when you enter the office, they will seize the handbag, seize everything, detain you there in the evening before they will release the person.
Sorry, I had to laugh, but that's...
So another one is, I wrote there, sales guy needed.
Okay.
So I follow somebody there, and I asked the woman, do you mind to say the stock of what is the shop before she starts work? He said, no. Every time she's out, she will check. I said, okay. When the girl wants to leave, he gave her 1 week notice. He now called the girl back that she wants them to come and take the stock of the shop.
Wow.
But I said, when you employ her, did you take the stock? You did it, but now you want to take the stock with her. Is that ever done?
Wow.
And you say you are educated and you are a born-again Christian. So I start battling her with languages. You know, I told her that this shop, she will close it up. So eventually she closed it up. I don't know whether she went for a confession and repentance. She came back to the shop now.
All right. Thank you. Wow. Different experiences. So people have been calling those numbers because I suspected. I see for these numbers to keep increasing everywhere you go, different, get a plane here, get a job, get this, all those advertisements. Do you call? There must be a reason these things have been increasing. Anyways, we're going to break in a matter of seconds. So we just pick some bills and come back. to you with our rules of the game to test your tech knowledge and on Techie Talk today. And also let you know, bring our guests who will be joining us from Lagos State Employment Trust Fund. And we'd also have more messages on Facebook, on WhatsApp, all right, and on YouTube, for those who are viewing us live on YouTube. On Facebook, it's Nigeria Info 99.3, and same on YouTube. But on WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. We'll be right back with more on Techie Talk. Yes, indeed. It's What's Up Lagos. We're live on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3, Nigeria Info, 6 minutes past the hour of 11, and we're live on Techie Talk today. I had to play that song. I heard it's one of the jams rocking the streets. Thanks to Jasmine for letting me know. Oh, boy. Sometimes I think the music industry has so grown, but let's leave that. That's not a talk for today. Let's get back to the game. Let's get back to the fun time. On radio, right here, Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3, Nigeria Info. Let's get to what the tech game would be about. We're testing your tech knowledge. I said that already. So we're going to have a head-to-head conversation. You call me up on radio. If you want to give me a gist about what's happening in your neighborhood, it's okay. And after that, you could also play the game. Now, the game, this is how it works. We'll have a conversation for 1 minute. Just 1 minute. We just gists. It's just like me asking you about, you know, how you see technology, different areas of technology, just random question. So, but here's the thing. Apart from you answering my questions, all right, you are also to answer the questions with some rules. Aha, now you say, Collins, come on. That's why it's a game. When there's a game, there's got to be rules, right? Maybe I'll get Jasmine to play the game, but this is it. You would have to answer my questions with some rules. Here are the rules. When I ask the question, not you. You respond to my questions without hesitation. Hesitation is like, So if you want to say, just say it once. If you want to say yes, well, that's not allowed in the game. Anyways, no hesitations. You know what hesitations are. I just explained to you. No long pauses. When I ask you a question, you don't go, I'm thinking, quiet. No long pauses, no time. You go straight and respond to the questions immediately. No repetition. You don't repeat yourself. I cannot ask you a question. Even if I repeat my question, you can't repeat yourself answering. You have to creatively respond to me without repeating yourself. All right? And no yeses, no nos, no straight answers. No straight answers like, all right, that's fine, that's okay. No, you have to converse. That's why it's head to head. We have a conversation. I ask questions. You respond to the questions without hesitation, without saying yes, without saying no, without Because some people, because they say, they don't say yes. They will say is yes. Is no. Depending on what part of the country or what part of the world you're from. Because I hear some places, means yes. That would be strange to the Nigerian, right? Yeah, so guys, you play the game with those rules and let's see how far you can go, you know? And there might just be an incentive at the end. After, you know, I told you that you have Lagos State Employment Trust Fund coming. You never know. You know, it could just surprise you at the end of the day. So guys, it's testing your tech knowledge. So it's not about, that's it. That's how it's going to work. All right. If you're ready to play, call me up. You know, it's not by force. You call me up and you tell me you're ready to play. But if you do have comments to make about some of the things I've brought to your notice as we proceed, then you go ahead and let me know what the comment is. I asked before we went on that break, when I started, that I noticed, and I've noticed for years now, that around Lagos, there are different advertisements or advertorial. I don't know what they're called, right? But you see on the wall, get a painter, get a job of 150K monthly job available, call. Get an agent, call. Get this call. Different things. Get Babalawo, call. Get... You know, I've seen different things written on the wall. And I've always wondered, because I have never called any of those numbers. I mean, I've called agents that had proper advertorials out there, or, you know, adverts on billboards. I've done that. I've taken numbers down. But I haven't had the balls to call guys who write, you know, paints on the wall. And they're everywhere in Lagos. So what does that tell me? That tells me someone is calling those numbers. And I just want to know if you're one of those people who has put a number there, either put a number or called a number. And what was your experience so far? Kotimongbog is fearing. Call it. So I've heard a lot of comments. Last call, I wanted to call, I said, man, she... that she went there, she realized I was calm. One other person said, you called the painter, and it was a great experience. Ebuka is calling from Mushi. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, cheers to life, Ebuka. Welcome.
Colin, take care. Yes. I understand now.
I did.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
It's been a while. My part. This is an alliance. Nobody says it's your wife joined. She's naked. To get you on the heart.
Yeah, not as a joint, she brings more sauce, more juice, more extra.
Smart, you know.
So it go hard the more to get you, I understand. But at least you are here now.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. So even talking about these people, you like when you are going to Kenya, some areas like that, you see people with some of these mini flyers.
Okay.
That contains all this job or this thing. You're wondering, you are giving somebody a job. You say, did I want a job?
Not job to some people, your level is people's levels are different levels in Lagos.
So they will employ, pay them small amount to get people that will collect big amounts. This country, I think, let me not say it's scam, but it looks like scam.
Have you ever called?
I never called.
Yeah, because it's better for you now. If they look for a job, may hook everywhere, left, right, center. You go call number.
My brother. My God, no, allow that shit.
Yes, God, you know. Yes, but at the end of the day, you have to put in the work. I'm just curious today to know.
It happens, yes. You know, some people get calm at the end of the day, come and all, being kidnapped, one or two things. You know, it's risky. They will say life is risky, but yes, you get. Then I want to play your game, Colin.
Okay, you want to play the game?
Yeah.
Head to head, test your tech knowledge, right?
Okay.
Let's test your tech knowledge on Techie Talk. Oh boy. Are you nervous?
I'm very curious. I never see.
Okay, let's do this. So we'll get into the conversation now. You have 1 minute to respond to my questions without hesitation, without saying yes, without saying no, without repeating yourself, without also taking a long pause. Is that clear, Sai?
Thank you, yeah. Yes.
Let's get into the game now. Let's play head-to-head at 12 minutes past the hour of 11. So what is the full meaning of Google?
I don't know the full meaning.
Oh, you never checked the full meaning of Google?
I don't really check because it's a thing that I don't really like.
Why did you say is a, why are you dragging?
Because Google is just, it's a fun business.
It's a fun business, or what did you say?
It's someone's business, and me, I have my own business.
Oh, you don't care about Google, it's not your business, right?
I go there to research and do whatever thing I want to do and go, knowing the full meaning, it doesn't put money in my pocket.
Is that not your business?
It's not my business because it doesn't put money in my pocket. I do a lot of things there. Yes.
What do you do on Google?
I search for things. Say I want to know about one or two things, topics.
Topics.
Definitely topics.
Okay. Wow, that's really interesting to know. Now tell me what topic of tech you are interested in.
Coding. I study computer science.
Oh, so you're a computer guy?
Partially. I do it for certification.
No, you're not answering my question. Are you a computer guy? Yes or no?
I do. I'm a computer guy.
You know, you have done very well. Like one of the best I've had in ages. All right, but I caught you on a number of hesitations. But I'll just say well done. Let me score you, Jasmine. What do we score him? Over 10. Six over 10. So you scored 6 over 10. You've done well, but you had a lot of hesitations. You did, You did very well, Ebuka. Well, you know.
What?
Yeah, well done. Let's call Ebuka 6 over 10. Please, can I have a pen? Hey, don't leave me.
That's me. Wait, where is Ruth?
Ruth are gone to school.
She went to school, yeah. We've not been hearing Jasmine all this while.
You didn't hear her yesterday. Didn't you hear her yesterday?
No, okay.
You didn't hear her yesterday? Oh, my. And you're gone. Buy credit, my friend. All right, Henry from a good state is right here. What's up, Lagos, Henry?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Who do we have?
Henry is the name.
Your name is Henry, of course. Henry. I just mentioned that. I was needed to be sure. Okay, Henry, how is Ogun State this morning?
Ogun State is calm, cool.
Great. So, do you want to answer my question? I'm asking people about, have you called any of those numbers or would you like to play the game straight up?
I want to play the game.
Okay, you want to test your tech knowledge?
Yes.
Say test your tech knowledge. Say it fast, like three times.
Is that?
Test your tech knowledge. Can you say it three times fast?
Test my tech knowledge.
Okay, that's great. That's good. That's fine. Great. I mean, you deserve that. A slap. So, you know the rules of the game?
Yeah, I know the rules.
Great to know that you know the rules of the game because we are switching to play the game right now.
That's good, yeah.
The time starts now. Let's play head-to-head. First of all,
I'm with you.
To be sure that you know the rules of a game, please tell me the rules of the game.
The rules of the game? I know the rules of the game.
Wait. Why did you say, ah? What's the ah that you said?
Ah, like you want to put me under the box.
That's a hesitation, and it's not allowed.
No.
No? Did you say no? Okay. That's one. Yeah, you are a 4 seconds man. So four is 4 seconds man. Henry, 4 seconds. Please take note of their scores. So Henry, that's below 3/10. That's like 2. 1-2.
You don't need to write
his own. We don't need to score a 0, have you? And if he has one question, he said no, you want to prove points. Anyways, it's still head-to-head. We're taking your test, you're testing your tech knowledge on Techie Talk today. It's a feel-good radio, and it's calm and niceness radio. Though I miss my bae, no doubt, but I really miss her. I know she'll be here tomorrow, so no need to miss her. A lot of comments, messages coming in on WhatsApp. I'll check a few. You can send yours to 0809-597-5805, 0809-597-5805. If you'd like to tell me if you've ever called any of those numbers that sort of, you know, get to promote job opportunities and all that. Have you ever called? What was your experience? And if you'd like to test your tech knowledge, I could ask you anything around technology, anything, but we're going to do it with some rules, all right? Good morning, Collins. Take care. Those writing job vacancy on the streets of Lagos are network marketing. They sell health products, and it's not a real job. You register and start selling drugs, and I'm also a victim of that extent that they brainwashed me to register at their head office in the Baragada Axis, and I'm Michael from Mikrodu. Okay, Michael is saying he called, and he ended up networking marketing and selling products and registered. Did you pay money and registration? You didn't give me details. Well, I need more gists. I didn't know the gist would be sweet like this. A lot of gist coming in, boy. Oh boy, Collins. Well, 0700-993-993-993. That's the general number. But if you can call as a lady, it's 01465-7190. 01465-7190. I have Caesar calling from Igondo. Hey, Caesar, what's up, Lagos? Hello, Caesar. Ooh la la, Caesar. Caesar, come back, Caesar. Caesar, where are you, Caesar? All right, Caesar is not lying. Let's get back to the next message. I need to know who's ready. Hi, Collins. To me, all NASCAM, including some I hear on our radio. I know, not on radio. We would check them. We would check their background before we go. And if you ever heard something on radio that turned out to be a scam, and you have to call the attention so that people will not keep being scammed. There are certain regulations. Radio is a very regulated space. That's why radio always be king over general media as other media platforms. And radio and television, the broadcast media generally, well regulated. There's NBC, there's APCON, there are different regulatory agencies. And trust me, most of them are doing their job. And so it's a big deal. And then in-house is always regulated. So it's certainly not on this radio. So it's our Collins, including some here on radio. I've tried some scenes. I don't believe anything 100%. Imar from Larry. Imar, but you don't believe. There are other people who have experiences of calling and getting good results. But I will never, ever, 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 and this is not me busting anybody's business or anything. I will never advise, because there are so many questions to ask. Dele.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? How you doing?
Share the rice.
Cheers to life. Share the rice. And come on. I love you. Maybe I'm completing your statement. All right. Let's talk, man. How are you doing today? How is Berger or Baga? How's Baga doing?
We are doing very well.
Okay. So let's talk. Do you want to play the game? Do you want to share with me if you've ever called those numbers?
Yeah, I've not called that number. Personally, I'm always scared. Mm-hmm. Just seeing the number alone, I'm saying, well, is this not kidnapper's number? This number that you're looking at. That's why it always seems to me, so I'm always scared of it.
Okay.
So let's play. Let's play head-to-head.
Let's play head-to-head. Dele is D like Dele, and he's here to play head-to-head. Dele, yeah. Let me start. Do you know the rules of the game?
I do. I know the rules of the game.
All right. Your time starts right now. Dele, I've been curious to know if a lot of people know the acronyms of a number of things, like API. Do you know the full meaning of API? Have you ever seen API on your computer or something?
I've seen API, Application Programming Interface.
Yeah, that's correct. That's absolutely correct. How did you know that?
I'm a web developer.
Oh, a web developer. So what does it mean to be tech savvy? Say someone is tech savvy. What does it mean?
It means you understand technology.
You understand technology.
And the things around technology.
No, you have to be straightforward. Is it that you understand technology or the things around technology? Which one? Choose one.
It is a combination of the two. One thing is to understand technology and the other is to know the things around it.
Okay, so you have to understand it too, right?
You have to understand it too.
Okay, that's very good to know. Now, tell me a few things about what you know about technology.
I know how to use the internet, how to use my email.
Oh, you can use your email.
I can use my email.
Okay. That's all you know?
I wonder if you know a few things about technology too.
Well, you just failed the game because you're not supposed to ask me a question. Why are you supposed to ask me? I asked the question. Oh, man. But you've done so well until you now became overambitious. You want to overdo. You did like 52 seconds. You now want to go overdo. You're now asking. Are you the asker of the question? Dele, at least I'm sure this is above 7, right?
Yes.
7/10. It's not bad. You did well, Dele. Keep being tech savvy. Keep learning more about tech. You never know. Rafa will take you. Yeah, thank you, Dele. Well, Dele played well, as in was really everywhere. Hook the guy, go dodge. Everywhere, go dodge. Okay, great. So let's check out yet another message here, or we'll go back to the calls. Before we go back to the call, let me look out for some messages. We're still streaming live on Facebook. If you'd like to comment on Facebook, go ahead. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook. Most of you are not commenting. Is it because Andrea is not here? Why are you all of you like this now? Oh, it's because I'm playing the game. Anyway, the message is coming in on WhatsApp. The number of WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. Man, they're pouring in. I need to just go back to the calls. Let me not keep people waiting. 0809-597-5805. That's for WhatsApp. Send your messages more. And if you'd like to call, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Tukwano?
What's up, Tukwano? What's up?
What's up, Wachineke?
What's up, everything? What's up? How are you doing, Sai? Who do we have on the line today?
Yeah, this is Igwe Victor. Good morning, Teke.
Igwe Victor! My brother. How are you, sir?
My great-in-law. How is my sister?
She's fine. She's doing very, very fine. Very great, yeah.
She's cooking the correct vegetable soup today in the house.
I know. Yeah, she always does. But let's talk. Have you ever called those numbers? Or would you like to play the game?
I want to play the game.
Okay. So we want to test your tech knowledge, right? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right.
I'm ready. Let us play.
Okay. Let me ask you, do you know the rules of a game?
I know the rules of the game.
Okay, let's start now. Your time starts now. My good friend, my in-law. Do you think you're my in-law?
I know I'm your in-law.
How do you know?
I know because the moment you introduce yourself that you are married to Oduobi, I realize you are my in-law.
Okay, great. Let's settle that. Let's get to tech knowledge. There's an agency called NITDA. It's under the Ministry of Digital Economy. Do you know the full meaning of NITDA?
I don't know the full meaning of NITDA.
I didn't say NID, I said NITDA.
NITDA. I don't know the full meaning of NITDA.
Why don't you know?
Because I must not know everything.
Oh, you don't know everything, Abi. You are a human being now.
I'm a human being. I must not know everything. Although Aristotle said that a wise man is he who has some amount of knowledge to everything, but I must not know everything.
Okay. That sounds very, very interesting. But let me know, what do you know about tech? What's your area of interest in tech?
My area of interest in tech is when I use it to get information and to disseminate information.
To get and disseminate information.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I love that yes you just said. You said it at 59 minutes, 59 seconds. Oh my, oh my. He did 59 seconds and said yes at the end. Ah, what a lock. But that was good. That was good. We'll give him an 8. 8 over 10. People are doing well. But nobody has been able to sustain 1 minute conversation with me and answer the question. So it's a mix. It's a blend. What? The last caller, what was his name? My in-law. Put my in-law. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
All right. You know what? I need to go on a quick break. And when I come back, I'll take the calls more. This is What's Up Lagos, Nigeria's number one for talk. And we are live on Techie Talk playing the tech savvy game right here.
What's Up Lagos? It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Yes, indeed. It's What's Up Lagos, Nigeria's number one for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. This beautiful morning in the city of Lagos. 28 minutes down the side. 11 o'clock and we are still very much excited to be with you this morning. We just bring happy radio for happy people. Today in Techie Talk, we're taking it soft and slow, not stressing ourselves, taking a deep breath and taking a break. It's midweek. You know, the month is coming to an end very soon. Those who are expecting salary, expecting one thing, they'll be expecting. But those who are not expecting anything from anywhere, they're on the hustle on the streets, they're like, okay. But you know, wherever you are, man, you need that break, you need that breather. And that's what we're exhibiting even in our engagements today on the show. We have a game ongoing. It's Test Your Tech Knowledge. Head-to-head, we have a conversation for 1 minute and you answer my questions with some rules. No hesitation, no yeses, no noes, no repetition, no long pauses. And if you can do that for 1 minute, 1 minute is also 60 seconds. So guys, you can do that for 60 seconds and you'll be scored high and you stand a chance to be a winner of a prize that is yet to be announced. But that's what we're playing. So far, so good. The closest we've come is the last caller who did 59 seconds, you know, and now said an emphatic yes at the end. The yes was so loud that I couldn't even ignore. All right, so you could play. You could also tell us randomly if you've called the number you've seen on the streets and the polls, wherever you've seen those numbers telling you there's a job somewhere and there's an agent somewhere. What has been your story? And we hear a lot of people are falling victim and victim to that there's some fraud on the other side, at the other end. You know, fraud is very unrecognizable. You can recognize fraud at the same time, but at times you don't recognize. They come in different shapes and sizes. Sometimes they'll come in well packaged. And then, you know, at the end of the day, you find out, say, this thing has still 419 at the end of the day. But let's move back to the show and get the calls coming in right here. We're also expecting some guests. If they get in, we'll talk to them. What's up, Lagos? Hello. Hello. What's up, Lagos? Ooh la la. Turn down the volume on your radio. Kill it dead. And apologize to the listener for that sound. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest to life. Yes, sir. Who do we have?
Kadri calling from Surulere.
Hey, Kadri. How's Surulere this morning?
Surulere, wow.
All right. Let's talk. Are you ready to comment or you want to play the game? You want to test your tech knowledge?
Oh, actually, concerning the topic.
Yes.
I've seen the number so many times, but I've not tried calling. Because for me, I feel why most times it is always written in chalk or the print black and white on a white paper. So you don't want to pay me 50k per week or 30k per month. Why on earth do you use chalk to write on a plank or print on a white and black? Print black and white. Mm. That's my own reasoning for saying that. So I don't even bother calling them.
Okay.
I don't think it's camp.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it for sharing your story. But would you like to play the game? No? No? Yes? No?
Yes.
You want to go head-to-head with me. Do you know the rules of the game?
I do know the rules.
Okay. I'm happy you know the rules of the game because your time starts right now. Let's play. Let's test your tech knowledge. So I'm going to first of all ask you, what's the full meaning of WWW?
WWW, World Wide Web.
Are you doubting or you are sure about that? Because it sounded like you doubt.
I know it's the World Wide Web.
Who told you?
Well, I'm a student and I'm even having an exam.
Oh, you're a student?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much.
All right, bro, enjoy your day.
Thank you, you too. He didn't see it coming. You say yes, I'm a student. Okay. Oh my, you didn't see it coming. Because you can't, he's a student, he can't lie. Do I want him to lie? He had to say yes emphatically. No yeses, no noes, no repetition, none of that. You just go ahead and answer the questions and sustain the conversation for 1 minute. Well, just like me, this person is missing. Andrea says, good morning, Collins. I don't even try to call any of those numbers because I know it could be a scam, okay? I'm missing A Square. Andrea, Adobe, you say Adobe. Her name is not Adobe, it's Adobe. You know, Andrea Adobe. So it's OA, OC, all right? Andrea Adobe and her laughter. Say I'm missing the laughter, her ginger today. Well, I know, I said it already in the beginning. So I'm rubbing it on my face because I'm missing her too. Yeah, she's going to be here tomorrow. You don't go anywhere. I just break. Calm down. She'll be here tomorrow, right? Enjoy your day, Collins. Benita AJ, thank you so much for that message. You have been consistent on the show. And I recognize you. I see you. All right. Hi, good morning. My name is Ifeoluwa from Ikorodu. I've called those numbers before. I ended up in a new life company. Okay, new life company. And you were so annoyed that very day. Okay, when they were telling you about selling product or what? They said 150. See, please, guys, stop doing all this. Anyway, let me not say it because I will shake some tables. I will break some tables, self. If I say what I want to say. But, you know, just say it as it is. Put it there as it is. If the job, write the job there. I like those who write plumber job. You know, plumber job. 3K per day. So like the person has an idea. Everyone in the world, if you want to employ, you give the potential employer or employee an idea of what they're coming for. Not just say a job, 150K. That's what is scam-like. You know, be more specific. Anyways, I'm sure you're doing that because it could be illegal. I think it's illegal to write all those adverts on the wall, but government will just look like, who do you call them? Anyways, so government, now you're hearing that a lot of people get scammed through this. Would you go and stop? Would you stop it? Would you regulate it? Would you do something about it? Well, that's not plenty of my business, but mine is just to find out what your experience has been and if you've ever called those numbers. All right. 0700-993-993-993. We're also testing your...
Good morning.
Turn down the volume on your radio. Kill it dead.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Chester Live? Who do we have this morning?
Is Ireoluwa.
Oh, Ireoluwa. Where are you calling from?
From Agbara.
All right, great. I found out the weather over there is cool and calm here in VR.
Cool and calm here also.
Oh, lovely. I love the weather. So are you ready to tell me, have you ever called those numbers? Would you like to play the game?
I've never been interested calling the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So I see them a lot around here.
Okay.
I'm not interested.
Okay, great. Straightforward. So are you ready to play?
Yes.
Test. You are ready to test your tech knowledge, right?
Yes.
You sound a bit young. I'm sorry if I got it wrong. How old are you, if I may?
I'm 25.
Oh, sorry. Apologies. You said I wanted to be sure so that I would know the kind of the question I'll ask you. Man, I'll go ask the one that. So you are mama. So let's get into it. Do you know the rules of the game?
I do.
Okay, your time starts right now. Let's go straight. I do. I asked someone what the full meaning of WWW is, and the person said World Wide Web. Is that correct or not?
And the person is correct.
How do you know the person is correct?
Because that's the correct answer, World Wide Web.
Do you use Wi-Fi?
I use Wi-Fi.
So what's the full meaning of Wi-Fi?
I can't remember.
You can't remember?
I can't.
You're using Wi-Fi. You can't remember Wi-Fi, the full meaning.
Actually, for now, my phone is even faulty. I'm a smaller phone now.
Oh, man, I know. How does it feel like not having your phone, not going on social media?
I'm managing.
Well, what's the in the Is part of the managing?
Not really.
So why did you say Is that not a hesitation? Don't go.
I'm still with you.
She got to, she paused, you know. You have done well. I think it's like some 4/10 or thereabout. It's not bad. It's better than the guy that did like 2 seconds. So,
okay. You
did 4/10. Well done. You did a hesitation. That's a hesitation. All right. Thank you so much for calling. I think about 36 seconds. Well done.
And actually, I'm a first-time caller.
Wow! He's a first-time caller! See, we're clapping for you now. Welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you. Keep listening to the show and have fun, okay?
All right.
God bless
you.
Bye. Mm-hmm. So I was going to ask, lady, if you're still listening to me, make sure that, I love the fact that you, when you heard that test your technology, you try to call. Because that shows that you have interest, you know, you have confidence. At least I know something in tech. But, you know, much more than just having general tech knowledge, you would have to identify what areas of your life you want to be, you want tech to play a role. There are those that you don't have choice. For example, you know, you have a mobile phone, you're already engaging with tech, an aspect of tech, you're on social media, you're engaging. But beyond that, there are opportunities in every tech innovation. Every technological innovation, there are opportunities embedded in them. These opportunities must be explored as they affect you as a person. For example, my voice is what I use to chop. It's what I do. It's my job, basically. Do I do much more than that? You know, you can't have this experience. I don't have much more to give than just talking on radio and also doing voiceovers. But I have taken out time to understand the voice technology, all right? The technology of the voice, or the voice technology. I told you that voice technology is almost taking over. I spend more time to learn different areas and see those I can apply in my present-day reality, in my environment and beyond, and get to explore the opportunities in that place. So you as a person, you'd have to identify your area of interest, your area of engagement now, and see what role tech plays in it. What are the opportunities? And opportunities will be defined by you. There are opportunities that will be defined by you. Let me give you a typical example. There's someone who is on social media, you're there, you're having fun, you know, sending messages, having fun, laughing at funny videos, you know, waiting for moments like this.
No.
And laughing yourself out. Yeah, you're having fun with that. You're on social media. That's what you're doing. There's nothing wrong because some people get to relieve themselves from that. But there's some other guy. Meanwhile, you're doing that, but you're a tailor or you're a fashion designer. Or you're doing that and you sell Bolly. on the road, or you have a small shop that you sell stuff, you sell merchandise, so to speak, all right? But what you do on social media most times is just for you to go there, have fun, laugh, and check other people. You never really took out time to explore the opportunities that that technology of the social media has brought your way. So opportunities like, what if I actually got a good phone, good mobile phone? You don't even need to buy a good camera. You don't need to. A good mobile phone, or get someone that has a good mobile phone, or if you do have, take good pictures of what you sell. Try to understand how that's done and put it out there for someone to reach out. It sounds cliche, like, people will not call. But there are people who are getting called and you wonder why. You want to now know why exactly are they calling other people and they're not calling me. Oh, you might need some online marketing skills. You might need some sales skills online. You now check out the opportunities that are available in sales to get knowledge on how you can market online. You realize that you are aligning yourself with the technology that has to do with what you do. That's for someone who's selling merchandise. You could be something else. You could be anything at all. Technology interfaces with every aspect of our lives. So understand the tech in your life and explore the opportunities. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So guys, I hope that makes sense to you. I hope somebody's taking a decision right now. I hope someone is intensifying their efforts to learn more. Not every technology is good for you. Not every tech is good for you. There are those that you have no business with. Yes, not every. So you have to choose that which works for you, that is good for you, that is value adding to your life. And now I hope that makes sense, man. What's up, Lagos? Hello, what's up, Lagos? Good morning. In the beginning.
Yeah.
What's,
morning.
What's up, Lagos? It took you like forever.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome. Who do we have?
Yeah, you have V, a good host from Cement Ikeja, Lagos.
Okay, great, man. Good to have you, my good friend. Let's talk.
So, yeah, I'm listening.
Are you ready to play the game? You want to test?
I'm ready to play the game.
You want to test your tech knowledge?
I want to test my tech knowledge.
Okay. Please, what's your name again? Complete name.
Okay, the name is Aguda V.
Aguda V. Aguda V. Yes, absolutely. Good to have you. So let's start. Your time starts right now. First of all, do you know the rules of the game before we start?
I know the rules of the game.
Okay, your time starts now. What area of tech are you interested in?
Actually, I'm interested in graphics.
In what?
Graphics.
Graphics. You want to be a graphic designer, or are you already a graphic designer?
No, actually, I'm not a graphic designer, but I'm just interested in it.
Okay. Why are you doing that now? Don't you know that's a hesitation? And in the game, you're not supposed to do that.
It's a mistake. I just made a mistake. It's just pardon me.
No, I can't pardon you. You know why? You know why I can't pardon you?
I don't know why.
That's because there is a game and there are rules. You snooze, you lose, you know? So unfortunately, I have to let you go, but thank you so much. You've done your best. You want to be a graphic designer. I hope you're taking steps to already do that. All right, Lagos, Nigeria, I promised you that we'd have some guests join us on the show, and a very special one at that. We are getting to the point where we'll bring our guests to wrap up the show. It's been a fun ride. Even though I say it myself, I hope you feel the same way too. I started by asking you a random question. Have you ever called any one of those numbers you see on electric poles, you see by the pavements, by the roads, you know, even in the express roads, on the walls that are not painted, some are painted. You see paintings, you know, get a job, 150K monthly job, call this number. So I was just curious. I see that around Lagos, and I wanted to know if any of you has ever called that number. And I've heard different stories, some falling into scams, some, you know, getting into trouble for doing that. and others saying that, well, I called the painter before and he came and did a good job. And I just was curious. And it's interesting to know that a lot of people have been also thinking along those lines, like Colin just speaking our mind. I also mentioned that we'd have a representative from the Lagos State Employment Trust Fund. And these are three powerful words in one. Lagos State, Leon is big. There's employment, which is big. There's trust, there's fund, the trust fund. So there's a lot to unravel here. But we'd have them talk to us about what they're doing and what's going on with that. And especially during this COVID-19 period. A lot of people lost their jobs during the COVID, and you know that for sure. And of course, there are people looking for jobs. That's why some people fall prey and victims of those fake numbers they find written on the walls. They call, some even get raped. We've heard of stories of people who fall victim and get kidnapped and things like that. And well, we just get into conversation now with, I guess, a seated, but it's only right that we took a break, as we would be coming back in just a moment to bring you this chat right here.